He danced and I laughed. He's from assisted living. He came out with his jacket, sweatshirt, sweater. He took his clothes off, laid his stuff on somebody's car, and proceeded to do his dance. And the medication had him dancing like Bojangles up and down the street yesterday. He was a happy camper. I stood against the wall, and I just laughed. Oh, boy. It was the most refreshing event I had seen in a while. I'm Diane, and I've seen in the last couple of days an increase in mentally ill patients being brought in and physically disabled people brought in. But I've also seen a failure by the assistants, the staff, okay, to distinguish between people who are just here because they're disadvantaged and dislocated because of the hurricane, and those who have disabilities. Yesterday, a guy said to me, "You have to sign out before you go out the door." So I said, "I have to sign out?" He said, "Yeah, we need you." I said, "Excuse me. If you say to me, we would appreciate it if you signed out, okay? I would easily comply. But you tell me I have to, and I don't see FEMA trucks around yet, that's not working." There are essentially two categories of people who are here, okay? And not all of us need to be instructed in a way that we don't have a brain, okay? My building is still standing, but it's out of service, okay? So there's 74 apartments that we can't use. We can't.
Is Mr. Green still around?
He left, okay? I don't know whether he's come back or not, but he left only to get there and find out that it's uninhabitable. There's a part of Coney Island that has been looted and vandalized, and they broke into the nearest supermarket to where I live and stole the safe and cleaned off the shelves, okay?
And what's the latest on your status?
We're simply going to be moved to another location because they have to open the school, okay, and provide for the kids. And where are we going? I have no idea, okay? All I know is simply we can't go home because the area is still under restriction. My hope for myself is this. Very often, what appears to be a disaster turns out to be one of the best things that ever happened. This apparent disaster, this apparent negative event, turns out to be the most positive, okay? Because it's an opportunity to start again. It's an opportunity to reevaluate what's really important. I'm no longer concerned about, oh, I left my jewelry, oh, I left my fur coat, oh, I left... Please, it doesn't matter, okay? I'm alive. I'll get another place, and clearly I'll start over. That's it.